and they control our officials. To a degree, I won't say 100%, but to a great degree.
Now, you were telling me about what you was doing when you were younger and when you come up,
mm-hmm.
that sort of thing. Did you farm?
Well, yeah, I farmed up until I was about 18 years old, and I went to work, public work, first one thing then the other a little bit, and back and forward, dairied some, and...
You did?
Yeah.
Can you tell me about the first house you was raised in? What was it like?
Well, it was, a cabin. It was a two-room cabin with three small rooms built on the back of it. And then they had a kitchen kind of set off from it. And they used this middle back room that's built on that for our dining room for a good many years. And they finally rebuilt a kitchen and dining room on the back. The old kitchen was the log kitchen, and it went to the bed.
How'd they fit them logs together?
Well, they just chopped them in there.
Did they not? Did they?
Notched them. Mm-hmm. And of course they had boards on it, and one thing or another closed up the cracks and so forth. But the house was made out of pretty good lumber. Nothing fancy, no, I don't mean fancy, it's just good solid lumber. And I get stood up there, the house did for 40, 45 years maybe, before it went to the bay, termites and storms and whatnot.
Well, how did you build a fire in the house? Can you tell me about that?
Build a fire.
Did you have a fireplace?
Yeah, we had a chimney on the outside, and that's our heat, babe. Well, we finally got built a chimney onto the living room when girls got up big enough to have company and so forth, and they had to have a little fire, and they had, and finally things worked on, you know.
Yes, sir.
The stove had a wood stove, you know.
Yeah. That old fireplace, how would you build a fire there?
How did you
build a fire in the fireplace?
Just take kindling and build a fire. If it's cold, of course, the cold weather, when it's cold, and it would die out.
Yes, sir.
Leave a bit of ashes there. You can't build a fire good in a fireplace without a bit of ashes, because those coals will die. But if they fall in a bit of ashes, they lay there alive a good long time.
Yes, sir.
And then heat up and burn the wood, you see.
Yes, sir. That kind of rich wood that you might start the fire with.
Well, we used a pine, a fat pine.
Lighter?
Yeah, well, you might call it lighter or what. And we used knots sometimes, but most time we'd find old stumps rich, you know, and chop them up and make some, just say, we just use 2-3 pieces of that stuff, you know, and then have some woods cut up fine, just have enough. You get too much of that pine in there, smokes it up, you know.
Get a lot of.
That's right, it just smokes it up. And so,
yeah.